listening to Swag. I'm your host, Bat Guano. We had one caller earlier who I had no idea who he was, and he said, this is Jeff, and I was like, oh, Jeff. Then after I hung up, I realized maybe I know him. I don't know. I have so many Facebook friends. I think that might have been one of them. From all over the world, really. Swag is broadcast worldwide on the World Wide Web. Recordings of Swag. You can find that at swagradio.org. So anyway, we're going to play a song that we almost played in the middle of this edition of Green Slime, and I realized that if I played it, it would be so overwhelming, it would just throw off the perfect balance that I created during that hour-long set of music. So now that we have a clean slate, we're going to lay this on you. It's going to be a little heavy. Because, well, just imagine a large British gentleman with a lot of hair and some ugly moles and a lot of big old ugly face who yells a lot. He's his name is Lemmy. Imagine him laying on you. It'd be a little overwhelming, I think. This is a fine British combo. They're known as Motorhead. You're listening to Swag on Wider FM.
Talk! I don't have to be here, you know? I don't have to show up here. With my vast financial holdings, I could have been basking in the sun in Florida. This is just a hobby for me. Nothing, you hear? A hobby.
WIDR means personality, and we've got...
more music!
Why is no one else does? Somewhere along. tastes like wine. You happy hobos sing, hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Why work away for wealth when you can travel for your health? It's spring, you hobos sing, hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Chandelier, your ceiling is the sky, way up high, and the road is your estate, the earth your little dinner plate. It's spring, your hobos sing, hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Rockefeller's busy giving the way, Chevrolet's busy making cars. Hobo, you keep busy when they throw away slightly used cigars. Hobo, you've no time to shirk. You're busy keeping far away from work. Yeah, the weather's getting fine. Coffee tastes like wine. You happy hobos sing, hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Why work away for wealth when you can travel for your health? If spring, you hobos sing, hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Your home is always near.
Great song, written by the late, great Irving Berlin. I have added the last few lines of this song during the election of President Clinton and President Bush and Ross Perot. But all the other words are intact. 1914, a rare, rare song.
I never envied the rich millionaires. I never wanted to have what was theirs. I never bothered about their affairs as the others do. All that I want is the chance to be glad. I've grown so tired of being so sad. There's only one thing I wish that I had. That's you, just you. If I had you to just be around when I'm blue, a 4x2 would be like a mansion on Fifth Avenue. I wouldn't trade places with Carnegie, and that goes for Rockefeller too. They could keep all their troubles and not homo bubbles if I had you. I never envied those rich millionaires who sit around in their silk-covered chairs. Any old sofa with someone who cares, it would more than do. Just you and me, and I want nothing more. Maybe a baby to play on the floor. I'd have a whole lot to be thankful for if I had you. If I had you to just be around when I'm blue. A 4x2 would be like a mansion on Fifth Avenue. I wouldn't trade places with Henry before, and that goes for Rockefeller too. They could keep all their troubles and automobiles if I had you. Why? If I had you, to just be around when I'm blue. A 4x2 would be like a mansion on Fifth Avenue. I wouldn't trade places with Clinton Bush, and that goes for Ross Perot too. They could keep all their troubles and automobiles if I had you.
You're telling everyone in town that I don't treat you right. You even say I stay away and don't come home at night. I'm losing you and you are all I've got. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
It seems you like to hurt me, and you know I'm good to you. I'd give you anything I own, do anything you want me to. Yeah, now you've really got me on the spot. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Still, I would forgive you if you'd let me. I'd be glad if we could try again. But it seems that you're just out to get me. And it looks as if you're just about to win. No matter what you do, I always will love you. And you will never know how it hurts to see you go. And for calling me those things you know I'm not. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
But you know I'm not. Thanks a lot.
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 crowd, too far prevail. Come on, come on, rock it up and have a ball.
Blue, they got me gone. Nice.
listening to Swag. We just heard Christina with the new wave disco hit, Don't Mutilate My Mink. And then we heard the disco hit, I'm an Indian Too by Don Armando, Second Avenue Rumba Band. Which I don't think they're I'm pretty sure they're not related to Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah Band. But I believe they're in the same category. That's off of The Rapture. New CD we got at Wider FM. We played a little bit earlier. Heavy funk. Funk disco beats mix. Super sounds of the 70s. I don't know what the heck it is. But it fit the incredible Bongo Band doing their rendition of Apache. Before that, we had Clear Waters with the Hillbilly Blues. The Flat Duo Jets, Mr. Guitar, and Rock House from a recent live album, Two-Headed Cow. Probably show from the 90s, I imagine. Johnny Cash, before that, The Man in Black. Thanks a lot. No, really, thanks a lot. Then we heard some Depression-era music. If I Had You, sung by the great Tiny Tim. And the Tin Men with Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm a Bum Again. The Lonesome Organist with Dirty Plight. Camper Van Beethoven doing We're a Bad Trip. Tobacco with Street Trash from one of those obscene titled albums. If these new bands want their stuff announced on the radio, they gotta change their bad language. Henry Flint with his stunning vocal performance, Central Park Transverse Vocal number 3 from 1963. I believe he hung out with Yoko Ono. The Dictators doing The Next Big Thing, and we start that set off with Motorhead, Dr. Rock. Set through another edition of Swag. And if you missed this evening's broadcast, you should be able to find it on swagradio.org in approximately 1 to 2 weeks. Oh my gosh, I ran out of Bolero. I ran out of Bolero! I thought it would never end. Okay, that's what we get for putting it at the dramatic portion of the piece. So in approximately 5 minutes, the doctor will be here. He'll be bringing you rock and or roll. Amazing thing he does. He comes in here and he gives you the best of a complex genre of music. He is tasked with the job of finding songs that include electric guitar may or may not be blues-based. Probably has some singer maybe singing or maybe even yelling. I don't know. It's a crazy thing, that rock and roll. Probably not a lot of saxophone runs or bebop or even disco. I hope you can handle it. That'll be happening at midnight, so be patient. That's still 3 minutes from now. You've been listening to Swag, almost as endless as the composition of Bolero. You know that Ravel guy, he wrote Bolero, and he composed it. That's what they call it when they write classical music. He composed it. They thought he was crazy for doing this endless song of repetitive stuff here. But oh no, he wasn't crazy. He wasn't crazy at all. The 20th century would arrive and bring a lot more crazy things. Speaking of, the doctor just walked in, so I'm going to leave and stop talking. We'll be right back.
Ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
89.1 FM.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
WIDR. Kalamazoo.